This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1957. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded November 19th, Australia, Brazil, China, Cuba, France, Korea North, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Somaliland, Sudan, Spain, Tajikistan, Tibet, USA, unidentified contests, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, some possibly good news for shortwave in Australia emerged on November 19th from the ABC itself, especially a program about the Northern Territory. Thanks to Tim Gaynor, Artie Bigley, and Mike Terry for sending on this report from the ABC website. If elected next year, Federal Labor Party says it will provide the ABC with $2 million in funding to help reestablish shortwave radio services across the Northern Territory. ABC controversially switched off its shortwave service in January 2017 and defended the decision by saying it would only affect a very, very small amount of people and save taxpayers up to $1.9 megadollars. The decision was heavily criticized by industry groups such as the NT Cattlemen's Association and the Northern Territory Seafood Council. NTCA President Chris Knott welcomed the announcement by Labor and said the ABC's decision was short-sighted. He said, "What people take for granted in the cities is a luxury for those of us in the bush. We rely on HF shortwave radio transmitters because we don't have mobile and data coverage for AM and FM radio stations. The ABC can expand its modern-day platforms all it likes, but the truth is we don't all have access to it, and the ABC did not care at all about the impact of its decision." Federal member Solomon Luke Gosling said the axing of shortwave had angered a lot of people and community groups. "Many thousands will benefit from bringing back shortwave," he told the program The Country Hour. He said, "I was lobbied by a really large cross-section of the community that spends time in remote areas, and when shortwave was cut, there was a lot of angst, so it will be a good thing to bring it back to keep people on the land and waters connected." Although I have not yet caught it myself, we've had several reports the past week of Radio Nacional da Amazonia, Brazil, appearing again on its 49-meter band frequency, 6180, mostly after 21 UT, and if it is on there, it is apparently not on 11780, so if that's missing, check the other, or vice versa. And be careful not to confuse other stations on 6180, such as China Radio International, or Radio Havana, Cuba. I've been checking 4870 for signs of Indonesia or India around 14 UT. But November 17th and again on the 19th, I was hearing more of a signal, NCW, from a marker identifying as RIS9, which is not in Russia, but according to reports in UDXF, is actually from the People's Liberation Army in Beijing. I heard it a couple of times earlier this year, and another weak carrier can be heard slightly below it, which points to All India Radio's Kashmir and Nepali service. Last week we were talking about a last-minute change at Radio Havana, Cuba for the so-called African service in frequency and time. 9720 is the new frequency for that. Originally it was to be on the air between 23 and 01 UT, half an hour in French, Portuguese, and 1 hour in English. However, as of November 13th, Jean-Michel Aubier in France says the change hasn't really happened. He was still hearing French at 2300 instead of 2100. They were going to move all that 2 hours earlier. And for the following few nights, we're still hearing most of the time English after midnight UT, although on one occasion I was hearing a bit of English before 2300 on 9720. However, on November 17th, I was hearing English at 2315 on 9720. So they're very undecided or confused about which language to broadcast when. I also found Radio Havana Cuba on an unlisted new frequency, even in its latest revised schedule, 6150 in the morning in Spanish before 14 UT, and that's the only one audible then on the 49-meter band. Dan Sheedy was also hearing this as early as November 16th. The English Hour at 06 to 07 UT is supposed to be on five frequencies, 4 in the 49-meter band and 5040. However, it's not unusual for one or two of those to be missing. Most often absent is 6100, but it could also be 6165, and on another occasion, 5040 was off early as well, although it was supposed to run until 0700. That was on November 18th. Last week, we had news that Radio France International would be further curtailing what's left of its English language service. No more broadcasts originating in the mornings. We've been hearing it via WRN, via WRMI 5950 at 06 to 07 UT, but that would no longer be available unless they're repeating the only English broadcast known to continue the previous day at 14 UT. WRMI has also been carrying the RFI English Hour at midnight UT on 5950. Mike Cooper said, I guess WRN will be repeating the remaining RFI English program from 14 in all its existing time slots. The WRN current schedule to North America and Africa has RFI at 6, 10, and 16, and to Europe at 07, 12, and 20 UT. And the new program in English, furthermore, will be only on Monday through Friday. Well, on Monday, November 19th, I was checking 0600 on 5950 and was hearing quelques shows en français. Mike Cooper was also listening to the first RFI English broadcast of the new era, not on shortwave, of course, but via satellite or internet, on November 19th. He says the first edition of a new Paris Live program at 14 UT. It has new jingles, but it included no newscast, no sports news summary, and no press reviews. Previously, the early morning broadcast had a French press review, and at 1400, an African press review. The bulk of the program was RFI hosts interviewing reporters. The first story on protest in France over a gasoline price hike. The second on a meeting involving the French president. The only sports coverage was a Q&A with another reporter about a tennis match. The content was less Afrocentric than in the past. Mention was made at the end of the program about abolishing the morning broadcasts and plans to extend our digital presence. The web editor said RFI English was moving to provide a new digital content and presentation. There would be more content and new use of video technology. He said morning programs had been closed down and moved online, though a check of RFI English homepage found only a link to listen to portions of the 1400 broadcast. He says, I wonder if some RFI English personnel have been laid off, but there's no easy way to tell yet. Although the All India Radio transmitter on 4870 had really been as high as 0.3 above it, according to the IB listings, it's now on the lower side of 4870, as I was mentioning about that CW marker from China. November 15th, I was hearing no signal earlier than 1324 UT, as AIR was scheduled to start its Nepali hour at 1330. So that rules out Indonesia, which we were hoping would be reactivated from Wamena. I measured the Indian frequency on 4869.907. The 13 to 14 UT broadcast of Seabreeze Shokaze from Japan, which is normally in English only on Thursdays, is now using 7245. That's about abductions by North Korea. Rick Barton in Arizona was hearing it November 15th at 1300 in heavily accented English, mixing with co-channel interference from CNR China, a jammer from North Korea, and some amateur radio traffic. And I was also listening on November 17th, just before closing at 1355, when indeed Shokaze was on the top of the mess. Not really any interference except for the Navy Amateur Radio Club on lower sideband, who seemed determined to ignore the broadcast interference. Voice of Nigeria continues running its off-frequency transmitter on 9689.9 0.909. Despite Radio Exterior de España on 9690 exactly, but it doesn't start until 19 UT on weekdays, and Nigeria starts at 1800 for a sesque hour in English. It was in the clear here on November 17th, even after Spain was supposed to start, at 2004 UT, and this may have been another occasion when one of the transmitters from Spain was missing. But John Filiozzi in Florida reports that VON was very strong in virtually obliterating Spain in English at 19 UT discussing African elections. Dan Robinson in Washington says, here's something interesting, quoting from Sun News Online from Nigeria. Headline, FRCN takes over Radio Biafra frequencies. A highly placed source in the security circle told the Saturday Sun that other broadcast frequencies seized from Radio Biafra will soon be allocated for the use of Radio Nigeria stations in Bayelsa, Enugu, and Ibadan. This appears to be propaganda with little basis in fact, since Radio Biafra did not own any frequencies that could be seized and was formerly relayed for a while from transmitters outside the country. Kim Elliott also quotes about this. The Sun reports shortwave frequencies of Radio Biafra, closed in 2015, have been taken over by FRCN Radio Nigeria Hausa broadcasts. Unclear if they're from Nigerian sites or at least relays abroad, the frequencies were mentioned as 7235, 7315, 13840, and 17525. Well, some but not all of these correlate with the current relays of Radio Nigeria Kaduna via France and formerly via WRMI on 11580. Kai Ludwig in Germany comments, not a single one of the frequencies used for Radio Nigeria Kaduna now have been used for Radio Biafra transmissions via Isudun, arranged by the same broker in 2015. But that's no problem. The quoted officials have no knowledge of such technical details, so they could be told this fairy tale to make them pay for the airtime. Is it a clever approach to make the relay possible while FRC and Kaduna is cash-starved? Or is it a cynical game with Africans, a practice of cultural imperialism? Kai says, I'm undecided. Since it happens to be aimed toward us, we have a good signal here on 15420. Saturday during the 18 to 19 UT hour, such as November 17th at 1826, 10 over 9 in an African language. That's the weekly transmission of Radio Itahuka, which is 250 kilowatts, 320 degrees from Madagascar. Strange thing is, all the references claim the language used by this is Kirundi. Now, it should be fairly obvious that the no doubt related but distinct Kirundi pertains to neighboring Burundi, rather than Rwanda, where they speak Kinyarwanda, although far be it from me to tell the difference by listening. By the way, Radio Itahuka is based in Washington, D.C. Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, is back as a major intruder to the so-called 40-meter handband on 7120. First reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, November 14th, from 1638. Also reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain, visiting the Canary Islands on November 16th at 1815 to 1825 with East African songs and vernacular comments. He says it's been several months since it had been heard. I don't think it's quite that long, but it's been gone for several weeks. Ed Sylvester, probably in Saudi Arabia, says he was hearing it too at 1901 UT with a SINPO of straight fours. This means it's also on the air when we can hear it in North America, signing on around 0330. As reported by Mark Cody in Ontario, November 17th, marching band anthem and Islamic call to prayer at 3:33, but he says it was barely audible. And reported again on the 18th at 16:45 by Manuel Mendez in Spain. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 1957. Also bringing you worldofradio.com and the DX Listening Digest, all of which are completely non-commercial. Thus, our thanks this week for voluntary financial support, once again from Steve McGreevy in California, who sent a donation via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. As I was mentioning earlier about Nigeria, Radio Exterior de España North American service on 9690 is sometimes missing, such as November 16th at 2103. There was no signal to be heard from it or Nigeria, which had just signed off, probably. But Spain was still audible on the other three frequencies, 12030, 11940, and 11685. More about the reactivated so-called Voice of Africa from Sudan on 9505. Noel Green in England says, heard at 1825 UT on November 13th, fair strength, but not enough to overcome local noise, some chanting or singing until 1830. Not certain of the language, but there were some Arabic words. Richard Langley in New Brunswick on November 14th was hearing this at 16 UT with an S9 signal, perhaps in Swahili, but there was a clear English ID as Voice of Africa. It seems their language scheduling is not exactly firm. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports November 18th, Voice of Africa, 1635 to 1720 with East African songs and vernacular comments. But at 1700 it was in English with Africa Now, the African continent, and you are listening to the Voice of Africa from Sudan, inviting you to drop us a line at P.O. Box 572 in Omdurman. Hello listeners of Voice of Africa Sudan Radio. Meanwhile, they had another transmitter going for the domestic Arabic service on 7205. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports 9505 was heard in English when he checked at 1723 and 1759 on November 18th. I've not mentioned Voice of Tibet in quite a while, which uses a transmitter in Dushanbe, Tajikistan, and they're always on split frequencies. Now the frequencies are only 1 kHz above or below those ending in 0 or 5, where we assume the Chi-Com jammers are obliged to operate, meaning there's a 1 kHz heterodyne between them, rather than 2 or 3. Ivo Ivanov has monitored some of these transmissions. They're very subject to change, the exact transfer times, and the exact frequencies, but here's what he reports as of November 13th. 12 to 12:30 on 11674, 12:30 to 12:35, 11601, 12:35 to 13, 11606, 13 to 13:05, 11651, 13:05 to 13:30, 11656. Some of these were in Chinese, others in Tibetan. And on November 16th, he heard another transmission, 23 to 23:30 on 7496, and 23:30 to midnight UT on 7484. Hans-Jörg Biener sends us a press release from VOA, November 13th. VOA begins broadcasting in Lingala language. The Africa Division launched newscasts in Lingala November 12th, bringing to 46 the total number of languages. Lingala is spoken in the Democratic Republic of Congo and parts of Central African Republic and Angola. For 64 megapeople who speak Lingala, VOA will be the first international broadcaster to reach them in their own language. Lingala is understood by 80% of the DRC population, twice the number of people who understand French. The new broadcast will be added to French to Africa services and will include 15 minutes of radio content Monday through Friday, focusing on news from the African Division reporting and from Lingala reporters on the ground, as well as on public health-related issues like Ebola and HIV/AIDS. The launch of the Lingala broadcasts is designed to boost efforts to promote democracy, transparency, and the rule of law ahead of the December presidential elections in the DR Congo. Trouble is, this PR does not provide any information on times or frequencies for VOA in Lingala, and several days later we still don't have them. And it's slightly exaggerated. I checked the listings, and there is a Lingala broadcast already from Transworld Radio Swaziland, but that hardly counts as a major international broadcaster. We do recall that Lingala was used years ago by some of the other major broadcasters, perhaps Radio Moscow and Radio Peking. And Manfred Reif says, according to the WRTH of 1988, there was a Lingala service from Radio Cairo. Regarding World Radio scheduling on WRMI, last Monday night, UT Tuesday, November 13th at 0200, I did confirm 5010 carrying World of Radio in addition to 9955. However, the extended broadcast on 5010 appeared on the schedule grid only for a few days, and it's gone again, no longer at 01 to 05, parallel to 9955. Kim Elliott of Shortwave Radiogram says, as of November 18th, our broadcast at the inconvenient time, at least for North Americans, of 08 to 8:30 UT moves from Monday to Sunday, and thus might be slightly less inconvenient. You can, of course, record it with a timer and not actually be awake. The frequencies remain 5850 and 7730 from WRMI. And I suppose that means that Broad Spectrum Radio has also moved 24 hours earlier at 0700. Indeed, when I checked Monday at 07, those frequencies were off. UT November 17th and 18th, I've found WBCQ on a slightly different frequency, 5129.36 approximately. There have now been three different spots around 5130, and I wonder if they have three different transmitters. The signal was weaker than usual, and they may have been using a backup unit. I hardly ever hear WJHR 15555 USB from Milton, Florida. Mark Cody in the Ontario DX Association reports it, however, November 17th, at 1424 with an American preacher, poor to fair at best with deep fading. And Mark says the following, I wonder just how many of their customers realize they've been hoodwinked and sold a useless bill of goods when you consider how much of their audience have cheap receivers that don't decode SSB. Then again, maybe they're just interested in tax deduction generated by business expenses. Another interesting tidbit is that I can't find any information on them on the net. There's no website, but plenty of loggings and recordings by DXers. Maybe they are just happy hoodwinking who they have already and don't actively seek broadcasting partners. It must be nice to have a business that is thriving so well that no advertising is required or wanted. Well, I'm afraid Mark has made some assumptions which appear to be incorrect. It would pay to read every line of a World Radio TV handbook. The old 2018 edition does show a website for WJHR. However, it doesn't work for me. Maybe Mark also tried it. It originates at Calvary Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Note this. WRTH says that instead of the licensed 50 kilowatts, that is just a future plan. They're really running only 250 watts transmitter at 1 kilowatt PEP. And that I could believe. As for a lack of advertising of business hoodwinking customers, that is all inapplicable since it exists only as a postmortem tribute to dead gospel huckster John Hill, and allegedly plays no other preacher, only stuff from his tape library. So anyhow, if that power info is correct, there is an example of how you can get to be an international shortwave broadcaster in the U.S. without really having a 50 kilowatt transmitter, only plan to have one. Mark Cody and I were also simul-monitoring something by coincidence on 11820. First my report, November 17th at 1834, upbeat music at S9 plus 10, rather repetitive in a loop. Faded down at 1835 and then another more jazzy instrumental. I retuned at 1858 just in time to hear more music and off at 1859 with no announcement. This is not the kind of testing that Babcock used to do from Wooverton, nor Encompass, I suppose, but I knew it was not Saudi Arabia, since that one is always significantly off-frequency plus above 11820, although I was not hearing anything from it before or after 1859. And exactly the same time, Mark Cody was listening, but kept listening during that half hour. He says, unidentified, someone testing with a loop of light Europop and light jazz instrumentals, occasional brief breaks in transmission, when a man tried to speak in Arabic, then more music, open carrier, 1835, brief talk in Arabic, back to the music at 1842, another bit of open carrier, and a woman trying to talk, and more music until off at 1859. Very good signal, he says. And he says, at first I thought the music was filler while the Saudis tried to fix a break in their normal program feed. But Saudis were there all along, and it was just them during the transmission breaks and brief bits of open carrier. And they had the Islamic call to prayer in progress with a poor signal when the carrier was finally cut at 1859. Other than reported, there were no announcements during the test, so it'll be interesting to see if anyone owns up to it. You're invited to visit worldofradio.com, where, among many other things, you will find a link to Alan Rowe's hit list, links to shortwave station websites, which has just been updated. Also, the new edition for B18 of the schedule I compiled of DX, SWL, and media programs. Some DX monitoring contests are coming up. One of them is called the Grand Tour Across All Continents. Thanks to Mike Terry for sending on word about it. It's sponsored by the Czechoslovak DX Club. It runs from November 30th to December 9th. Full details at their website, https://www.dx.cz. You may get a small prize, or at least a certificate, if you're a successful contester. And another one, recommended by John Cooper in Pennsylvania, is running throughout the month of December, free and open to all DXers. You get a nice frameable certificate. He says, I participated last year and had a blast. All the details are at www.topdx-radioclub.com. In the ABDX group, Kevin Redding answers a question from a new member. What is DX? DX is whatever you say it is. If it's hard for you to hear, it's DX. If you're using a crystal set, DX it is different than a Drake R8B or Sony 2010. It's subjective and dependent on situation. Depends on band. Shortwave DX is different than medium wave or FM. TV DX is mostly within 300 miles these days. It depends. DX is what you believe is DX, because 50 miles on a crystal set is DX. 10,000 miles for shortwave might not be DX, because it's very easy to hear, or the 50 kilowatt HF station in Indiana could definitely be DX for you, because the signal could bounce right over your head. DX is whatever you report as DX. I don't even mind local logs, because there's information someone else could use. We'll even take reports from a station over the internet that you think is cool. The answer is DX is whatever you think it is. This is a hobby, and it's to have fun. There is no set answer. DX is. The propagation outlook for Boulder. Geomagnetic field activity expected to be at mostly unsettled levels 19 to 22 November. Predominantly quiet 23 to 30 November under nominal solar wind conditions. Active December 1st. A G1 minor storming likely 2 December. Unsettled conditions 3 to 6 December. Active conditions 7 to 8 December. Mostly unsettled 9 December. And quiet conditions for the remainder of the period. Numerically, ANKNSC is peaking at 10 and 3 on November 21st, 30 and 5 on December 2nd, and 12 and 4 December 7th and 8th. The quietest period of only 5 and 2 runs from November 23rd to 30th. Solar flux dropping from 71 November 21st to 68 and back up to 71 by December 5th. That's World of Radio 1957. I'm Glenn Hauser.